Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. A couple hours ago, or yesterday, we lost a great actor and a well-known American icon. And it's a sad day for the Star Trek fandom, or the Trekkies out there. Leonard Nimoy, well-known for portraying the logical half-human, half-Vulcan Mr. Spock, passed away at the age of 83 after battling pulmonary disease. Nimoy was a heavy smoker but had quit 20 years ago. Despite this, the damage had already taken effect, so he wouldn't have any opportunity to make a complete recovery. The damage was already done because he smoked for so long. He was admitted to the hospital a couple of days ago, a week ago, after complaining of chest pains. Mr. Nimoy was born in Boston, Massachusetts, here, on March 26, 1931. His parents were of Ukrainian descent and were Orthodox Jews. His father was a barber. Nimoy had many roles during his acting career, but he is more known for portraying an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan, who struggled with his dual species, human and Vulcan. The character Spock had religious roots. Despite being a civilization or belonging to a civilization of reason and logic, and also practicing Stoicism, the Vulcans were often portrayed as being a spiritual and religious extraterrestrial race on a TV show, Star Trek, and also in the movies. Nimoy, who was Jewish himself, incorporated a Hebrew priest's blessing called Kohanim. So this is very interesting to know. And I'm sure many of you who know of the series, the Star Trek series, especially the older ones from the 1960s and the first movies that came out in the 70s and 80s, and one in 96, The Undiscovered Country, I believe in 96, you will probably recall that Spock always lifted up his hand and made a gesture with his hand, separating his middle finger and his ring finger in the form of a V, and it would say live long and prosper. The V shape made by separating the middle finger and ring finger represents the letter Shin in the Hebrew alphabet, which is the first letter for Shaddai, a name of God. And this name we've seen in the book of Exodus, and it comes from a Ugaritic concept of God in the Canaanite region. The people, the Canaanites, had this pantheon of different gods. And this religion, Ugaritic religion, described different gods in different ways, using different aspects and whatnot. And the word Shaddai comes from the root word Shaddat, which means to overpower, to destroy. And it can also mean strength or strong and whatnot. And this is one of the things that I stress a lot with atheists who always bring up that question, which God? Whenever you try to provide evidence for God or defend God, why not? They question which God, as if people had to account for different gods out there. When in fact, all these different designations, all these different names, are the way men, primitive man, tried to define the one reality that we today call God, G-O-D. And it's interesting that God himself, the Old Testament, uses this term, Shaddai, pretty much adopting this concept, this designation from a polytheistic religion, showing that these different gods, and even the Greek gods, all these different gods out there, these different names for gods, are just different names that people use to describe the one God. So the V symbol with the hand that Spot made represented that, the letter Shin for Shaddai, and also Shalom, which of course means peace, and Shekhinah, which is like a feminine or motherly aspect of God as the creator. As you may know, in the Old Testament, there's a passage that describes God like a hen or a fowl or a bird cuddling with the chicks. So there's that feminine aspect of a mother caring for the children. And of course, that doesn't mean that God is a woman or a man. Jesus Christ was born a man, but God as a spirit has no gender. So all of these years, everyone was getting a subliminal Jewish blessing from Spock in the name of El Shaddai or Yahweh. The ironies that I have seen on Twitter and other social networks, some atheists use memes of Mr. Spock as if he were some icon for atheism. So all this time, Spock was giving a blessing in the name of God, in the name of Shaddai, El Shaddai, Yahweh. And as Spock would say, fascinating. Well, as a fan of Star Trek myself, I love the series. I'm sad that it's not on TV anymore. In regards to actually a series running with new episodes, but it's in syndication now. I sometimes watch it when I get the chance, or when it's on Netflix. But I love the show. I think the show is a good way to help children to imagine what they can be, to think about their future. Maybe one day we will be able to go out there in a Starship Enterprise type thing and visit different planets and whatnot. So it gave me that inspiration watching it as a kid, as a adolescent, teenager, and just that inspiration, that scientific aspiration to desire to know more, to learn more about this universe and the things that this universe contains. And of course, when I made the transition to Catholicism, it blew up even more, because you want to know this beautiful creation that God created, this universe. So naturally, I'm saddened at the death of Leonard Nimoy, aka Spock. He was a great actor and inspired his fans to use logic, reason, and faith via his portrayal of the spiritual extraterrestrial Mr. Spock. And in the one of the movies, I think the last one he worked in, the remake in 2009, there was a part in the scene where he's talking to the younger version of Spock, of himself. And he tells the younger version that there comes a time where you just have to have faith, to set aside logic and all these things that the Vulcan people instill in their youth from an early age, where the Vulcans have to repress their emotions and only think in a logical way. Whereas Spock, as he matured throughout the ages, because he lived for a long, long time in the series, he started to side more with his human side and accepting not to think of life in a way that's utilitarian, using utilitarian means of calculating every little thing in life, to take chances, to have faith, to believe, and not worry of the probabilities of things working in your favor or against your favor. So this is a very interesting thing, especially with those atheists out there who use memes or images of Spock and as if he were some atheist or whatnot, when clearly the character was very religious and spiritual. I was happy to see him reprise his role in the remake of Star Trek in 2009 with a younger cast. And strangely enough, on Twitter, it seemed like Leonard Nimoy was saying goodbye. And this was his last tweet. On February 23rd of this year, 2015, at 2:36 a.m., he wrote, quote, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory. LLAP, which stands for Live Long and Prosper." So again, may Leonard Nimoy rest in peace. Eternal rest grant to him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May Leonard Nimoy, a.k.a. Mrs. Spock, rest in peace, live long and prosper in the abode of Almighty God, El Shaddai. Amen. And now I leave you with a clip of the movie, a sound bit of the movie, where Spock was mentioning faith as something that we should just use, let go of logic once in a while and just trust, have faith. Faith can move mountains, as Jesus Christ said. So take a listen now. God bless and Mary keep.
Father,
I am not our father. There are so few Vulcans left, we cannot afford to ignore each other.
Then why did you send Kirk aboard when you alone could have explained the truth?
Because you needed each other. I could not deprive you of the revelation of all that you could accomplish together, of a friendship that will define you both in ways you cannot yet realize.
How did you persuade him to keep your secret?
He inferred that universe-ending paradoxes would ensue should he break his promise.
You lied.
Oh, I implied.
A gamble?
An act of faith. One I hope that you'll repeat in the future as Starfleet.
In the face of extinction, it is only logical I resign my Starfleet commission and help rebuild our race.
And yet you can be in two places at once. I urge you to remain in Starfleet. I have already located a suitable planet on which to establish a Vulcan colony. Spock, in this case, do yourself a favor. Put aside logic. Do what feels right. Since my customary farewell would appear oddly self-serving, I shall simply say, good luck.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.